Hey there, Celebration Nation. This is really a message more so for sales leaders. But of course, if you're a salesperson who is wanting to become a sales leader, I encourage you to listen to this message as well. Over my years of leading different sales teams and developing sales teams, and sometimes I would inherit a sales team, and then sometimes I would have the ability to create a sales team from scratch. And so over the years, there's been a few different techniques that I've used to create a high-performing team. And one of the very first things that I have always done, whether it's a team I created from scratch or a team that I inherited, is I've always been really, really clear and purposeful about making sure that the team understands that we, in fact, are a team. There is no I in team. We've all heard that expression, but I, as a leader, have always drilled it into my team's head that we are either going to all win together or we're going to all lose together. But there is no one-hit wonder on this team. And here's why that's important. Because when you know the psychology of a team, you'll quickly realize that human behavior is really simple. People will do more for the team than they'll do for themselves. Again, let me repeat that. People will do more for the team than they will for themselves. So as a leader, your number one job is to make sure that you get all of your team members to actually, in fact, feel like, act like, and respond like a real team. I think about the time when we had the dream team, and the dream team had gone to the Olympics, and these guys went and they just absolutely, you know, crushed it and so brought home the gold. And then we had the next dream team come right after them, and these guys all had egos and they didn't play as a team. They played as, well, individuals, and thus we didn't bring home the gold. But thank God for the redeem team. The redeem team went in, worked as a team, and thus we brought home the gold once again. That's true for the Olympians, and it's true for us as sales professionals, and it's especially true for all sales leaders hearing this message. It is important, it's imperative that you get your team to function as a team. Now, sometimes here's the challenge. Sales is very much an individual sport. Similar to golf. Golf is a sport, but it's an individual sport. It's not a team sport. Well, sales can sometimes be the same exact way. Salespeople are rewarded for hitting and exceeding their quota. Salespeople will win trips or extra commissions or bonuses, all based on what they specifically did. So therefore, sales is an individual sport. However, when you're leading a sales team, and the most high-performing sales teams all do this, yes, we want to make sure that the individuals, the top, the best of the best, absolutely get their recognition because they've earned it. But that doesn't exclude the fact that as a team, the sales team must hit the number. So if one person's having a great quarter, that's fantastic, but everybody needs to have a great quarter. At the end of the day, the entire team has to hit the number that the company has is expecting and therefore demands from the sales team. So what I would encourage for all sales leaders is to make sure that every single quarter or every single month or every single week, whenever you're communicating and over communicating with your sales team, that you let them know what are the numbers, not just their number. They should know their number. What your job as a sales leader is to do, to make sure that the team knows the team's numbers. Make sure that the team is also looking at and keeping it front and center in their face. This is what we as a team have to do. Sales leader, I would encourage you that the team knows your number. Because again, they know their number, or they should, but they may not know your number. You're the leader. Your number is a combination of everybody's number. Your responsibilities is really a combination of everybody's roles and responsibilities. So when you are spending time with your salespeople, leaders, I highly encourage that you make sure that your sales team knows your numbers. What's the quota we've got to hit as a team? What's the margin we've got to bring in? How many units do we need to sell? What's the average number of units that we as a team sell? And so on and so forth. Whatever your measures and metrics are, be sure to show and share with the entire team so that they themselves realize that we, yes, are individually rewarded, but we in fact are a team. And as a team, we will win. For more helpful hints, feel free to check out StephanieChung.com. And in the meantime, remember, you're smarter than you think, much cooler than they ever told you. Now let's get out there and sell something.